The nation's public schools are slipping closer to a budget crisis. State governments across the country are facing shortfalls because of the slower economy. States say they want to preserve education spending, but it's not easy. And even though communities consistently vote to spend more money on students, some cities have been laying off teachers. In the next few minutes, we'll look at the future of public education, and we begin with Paul Patton. He's the governor of Kentucky, he's the chairman of the National Governors Association, and he's a member of a group of governors that is meeting President Bush's education secretary this weekend. Governor, thanks for speaking with us.
Good to be with you.
Let's just begin by posing the basic question here. How bad is it in terms of the budget situation for the nation's schools?
Well, for states in general, this is the worst economic circumstance that states have been in since just after World War II. So that directly translates into pressure on schools because in many states, Kentucky, for instance, over 60% of our money is spent on education. So when you have dramatic shortfalls of 8, 9, 10%, in some cases 15%, it almost invariably is going to have to affect school funding.
Governor, one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you was because Kentucky is one of several states that have built a national reputation, really, for education reform over the last 10, 12 years. I'm wondering if Kentucky's record is in danger now.
I am concerned about how that our schools can continue to improve, and that's what we have to do. We're not talking about just holding our own. We're talking about continuing to improve. I don't know how we can do that. The best that I can figure, next year we will have to cut funding for our schools by 5%, and I don't know how they maintain progress without getting increased funding, much less taking a 5% cut.
Are we talking in terms of just losing a few of the extras around the edges here, or would you expect that there might be districts that actually reduce the number of teachers, cut back on textbooks?
There would be no question schools would reduce numbers of teachers. I don't see how that they could absorb that much of a reduction in revenue without reducing teaching personnel.
Governor, do you have in mind a strategy for your state or for other states to deal with these tighter fiscal circumstances without harming education too much?
We're just beginning a dialogue with our legislature, Kentucky, as well as almost every state. When the economy was strong and state revenue was growing rapidly, most states did not indulge in a spending binge. They rather cut their tax burden, rebated tax money back to the people in a variety of different ways. In Kentucky, we reduced the overall tax burden 6-7%. And I think that we have to look at, has the time come to recover some of that revenue? Did we make permanent tax cuts at a time when we weren't dealing with a permanent level of increased revenue. So we're just beginning that dialogue in Kentucky, and in fact, most other states are also. Some states have, in fact, increased taxes to cover some of the shortfall. Cigarette taxes has been a very favorite vehicle to generate more money, but sales tax also has been increased, as well as a variety of other smaller taxes. So policy leaders have to look at how do we maintain essential state services, the cost of which does not vary proportionally to the strength of the economy.
Paul Patton is the governor of Kentucky. Governor, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you.